lucky, lucky you guys, standing on one of the very few original beaches of the Haringvliet, overlooking one of the most beautiful recreational and natural waters of the south of Holland. That is the Haringvliet, according to my opinion. And well, with all the stuff that is been going on for the past decades, the Haringvliet has become even more special and beautiful than it already was. I am Koert de Heer. I'm 49 now, and I've been sailing the Haringvliet from the day I was born. Okay, maybe the week I was born. My parents owned a sailing yacht in Hellevoetsluis on the north side of the Haringvliet, and they took us out on it every weekend. So I was there for the greatest part of my life, and I've been a big fan of the area, and still am. And not only because I love to sail on it, or swim in it, by the way, or row in it, on it, but also because I started a project in Middelharnis on the south side of the Haringvliet, somewhere in the middle of Goeree over Vlakke, the island on the other side from where you're standing now. And that project is maintaining and reviving a very old shipyard. Started in 1750, and it was the shipyard that built most of the fishing fleet of Middelharnis. And it's been dormant for about a century, and we bought it in 2014, and together with a new foundation we revived the shipyard, and we use it as a sort of a hub to the Haringvliet, because as beautiful as it is, one of the things that needs to be different, I think, or maybe better, is that for people without boats, the Haringvliet is almost not, you can't reach the shores very easily. So where you're standing, that's a beautiful new spot. In the corner there's a big development with a beachfront and pavilions and so on. But further to the east, I personally hope that it will stay as it is, because those are the old dunes. They have a very nice secluded little bays. You can anchor out on them just before, in front of the bays, and take your dinghy out to the beach, and yeah, just pretend that it's 200 years ago when there was no dam and still salt water. It's a very nice spot, and as I said, it's one of the few original spots on the Haringvliet. So the whole development and opening up the dam results in a far more interesting Haringvliet than it was. We see that in a lot of different fishes, or more volume, bigger volumes of fish. And also, of course, the animals that follow the fish, like seals, they just swim through the dam now, and even before Middelharnis we see them popping up now and then when we do tours on the Haringvliet. So we take people out from our shipyard and show them all the beautiful spots on the Haringvliet, take them out to sea, to the delta, and we do safaris with a fast trip. We do photograph sailing trips with a classic catch. We rent out boats, small sailing boats, two motor sloops. And our wish is to make our whole fleet electrically driven. But that's something that we will work on the next few years. And I think the development of this area results in a very, very unique water in Europe, and more and more entrepreneurs like us will dive into that and make it more open for all people to see, with or without boat. So try to get on the water if you can. It's beautiful. You can always visit our shipyard in Middelharnis and take a boat out or go with one of our tours. And well, I wish you a great wisdom, creativity, and a lot of insight. Have fun.